Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Betty Otten from Lewis. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning.
Betty, you've had a project going here for, well, not a real long time, actually, and you've been so successful that you're about to finish it. So you have one more fundraiser. Let's talk about the date, time, place of the fundraiser, and then we're going to talk about why you need the money.
Okay. Our fundraiser is going to be a spring fling lunch, Sunday, March the 30th, at the Lewis Community Center. We will be serving from 11:30 to 1:30. We're going to serve ham, chicken, and egg salad on a croissant. There'll be a wide selection of salads made by the ladies of the community. We're going to have desserts, spring cookies, lemon bars, rainbow cake. The proceeds for this will be going to finish up our playground equipment that we've been working on for 1 year now.
And to me, Betty, that's amazing. You've been working on it for 1 year, and you're just about finished.
We are. Our goal was for $30,000, and we need approximately $1,000 to finish this up. The equipment is going to be installed on April the 26th and the 27th, and we've got a fantastic crew of volunteers that are going to help do that.
Okay, I'm assuming you have some cement to pour, and of course there's other kinds of things that you have to do.
We will be setting the post on the 26th. There will be cement that'll have to be mixed and poured into the holes. And then on Sunday, the 27th, that will be the long day, the equipment will be finally put together. On Monday morning will be the finishing touches, laying the concrete under the slides.
All right. So, yeah, now you mentioned slides. What other kinds of things are you unboxing and putting together?
Well, this piece of equipment we purchased from Park and Play Structures. And Tim has just absolutely been fantastic working with us. This piece of equipment is handicap accessible. It has 7 slides. It has step-up stones. It's just absolutely a big, fantastic thing that's going to be added to the park, Market Square Park, and it's going to be such a plus for our town.
Now, Mark, you do have 2 parks that I know of in Lewis, and one is kind of where the water tower is. The other one's down, what I think of as downtown Lewis, and is that the one where this is
that's
going?
That's the one that's going to have this piece of new playground equipment.
Okay.
The other park is called Pioneer Park.
All right. And, you know, I'm thinking some people haven't been to Lewis for a while. They might be surprised. They need to take a drive over there. And Sunday, this Sunday, would be a good time to do that and go and have lunch, 11:30 to 1:30 at the community center. You know, that community center, that was another big project. You've had the fire station, another big project, the library. The list goes on and on, Betty.
The list goes on and on. And I'd like for people to thank the Lewis Improvement Committee, because we're a committee of 7 women, and that's it. And working to restore the gazebo, put up flower planters, and now this huge project of this piece of playground equipment for the kids in Lewis. It's been a fantastic, fantastic trip for us. And we're all so excited and can't wait to see it finish.
And I'm thinking there's some kids that can hardly wait, too. I mean, they've been cooped up, and the weather hasn't been nice. By the time you get this installed, it should be perfect weather to get out there and play.
Oh, yeah, you bet. We had one little girl that she had saved up $4, and she donated the $4 to the playground equipment. So needless to say, Emma Roselle's name is on the list of donors.
Absolutely.
For her $4.
Absolutely. And now she takes a little ownership. She's going to make sure that stuff gets taken care of.
You bet. You bet. The kids are very excited.
Oh, that is so great. Now, are there picnic tables in that park?
There is a small shelter, and there are picnic tables. There are a couple of benches in that park, which we're hoping to add some benches. That will be down the road, but maybe that can be our next project. We'll have to wait and see.
You've got to finish this project.
We're going to get this one put in. Yes, we are.
Then maybe take a little breather.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so.
But, you know, just in hearing you talk about it, that breather isn't going to be very long. If I have any inkling of what you what your committee is like, you're going to be going, okay, we got to go work on something next.
Yeah, well, and we've already started talking about what our next project could be, but we don't have anything definite in mind. I mean, we're anticipating something, but we need to work out some fine-tuned decisions.
Well, that's
here.
Good. Get some planning done before you jump in and start saying this is what we're going to do. And, you know, you're not the only group in Lewis that's working on things. I mean, it's amazing. Lewis isn't a very big town, and you obviously have a lot of people who are saying, we want this town to be good.
Yes, we do. And the committee that's working on the Freedom Rock, it's also a great group of people. And hopefully when we get that rock done, we'll be doing a dedication for it,
sure.
Of course. And they've got some landscaping in the progress, you know, and they're wanting to do some things to draw attention to this rock.
You bet. Now, that's in Pioneer Park.
Yes, that's in Pioneer Park. And the rock is already standing there. So we're waiting for the painting. So
yes.
And that might be another 6-7 months down
sure.
the road or whatever he can work in.
Got to wait for Bubba to have time to do that and get the weather to cooperate.
Exactly.
I'm sure I wouldn't think he'd be painting in the rain very much.
No,
I
doubt
a nice
that.
Day.
No.
But, you know, if somebody wants to drive by and see the rock, you can see it in the first step. And then, of course, I'm guessing you have your crew all lined up, but if somebody really wanted to help put this together, they could probably...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just
give me a call. Yes, anytime.
Do you want to mention the other people on your committee? You said this is 7 women working together on these various projects?
Yes, I do. We have Marilyn Mundorf, Emily Job, Rachel Christensen, Karen Hunter, Amanda Darrell, and Susie. Our precious librarian not only takes care of the library, but she's a member of our committee
All
also.
Right.
So she's pretty spread out there, too.
All right. So, and, of course, we're visiting with Betty Otten here as a member of that committee also. So go, ladies, go, I guess. And you've done great things. So why did you get so interested in this particular project?
I guess it was just I love kids. And I've watched a lot of the kids in the community. They hunger for something new, something to do. The playground equipment that's in the parks are from, I don't know, 45, 50 years ago maybe. I know I've heard some people say, well, that piece was in there when I was a kid. Well, you're looking at an easy 30 years, 40 years ago.
Right.
So something new never hurts anything. And if we can keep updating in Lewis, we're hoping that people will come and visit. Come and have your family reunion in our park. It's a beautiful park, and it'll be even more beautiful once this piece of equipment gets in.
Mm-hmm.
The kids will have more to play on. And just walk around town.
Okay.
There's been a lot of improvements made, even to private properties.
Oh, that's good. And I think that does sort of go hand in hand. You know, you see even your neighbors getting things cleaned up. Well, maybe I better get with this. Downtown is getting spruced up. Maybe I better do something. It is a growing kind of pride, I think.
It is. It is. And especially now since we've got our new fire station and our new library. You know, we had a visitor in town on Monday. A young man from Omaha had a lady visiting him from Germany, and he brought her over, and she was taking all kinds of pictures of the park, pictures of the gazebo and the library and the fire station, and they were very, very interested in a lot of the history that Lewis has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, of course, was the first county seat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And mentioning history, I'm not sure everybody knows that when your library was redone, there's an important part of history in that library.
There is. There's a Heritage Center, and Emily Job does a fantastic job with the Heritage Center, and she has a lot of help there also.
Okay.
We've got other people that are concerned, and they'll pitch in, and they'll help, and they'll sit in for Emily when she can't
okay,
be there.
Great. Well, let's remind folks why they should come to Lewis this Sunday.
This Sunday, well, for good food, for one thing, And to help support our playground, we only need to raise about $1,000. So we're hoping we have a really good turnout. Ham, chicken, egg salad served on a croissant, and a wide selection of salads made by the ladies of town. And our desserts, we're going to have coffee, tea, orange juice and water, and always a friendly smile from these ladies because we're just so happy for our accomplishments.
Right. And we haven't mentioned a price.
It's a free will donation.
All right.
So if you've only got a couple of dollars,
Come on over and enjoy
a good meal.
All right. That is this Sunday, the 30th, coming right up. We want to thank you very much, Betty Otten, for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's the thought. Every day, greet your reflection with affection and acceptance.